Well, last week we did our forum on Spellerberg Pool. We had representatives from Save Spellerberg and Community Swim 365 that were here. Also joining us last week was Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney, and he's back again this morning. Don, you've been a busy guy, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
You were telling me off the air you were doing another forum last night and at least one more coming up?
Yeah, we did a forum last night at the outdoor campus, and then on Monday night, we'll also have another one at Kenny Anderson Community Center.
Well, as you were here last week, we received a number of calls from people off the air who had questions specifically for you. And as we talk not only just about Spellerberg Pool, the proposed indoor or outdoor pool, the city has plans for both, but also just some general pool questions. We wanted to invite you back, and it's nice to have you back again. We want to open up our phone lines for your questions at 336-1320. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435 for any questions that you may have for Don Carney of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec. Let's start, again, kind of like we did last week, maybe a little bit of background on where we're at with Spellerberg and how we came to find this on the ballot.
Yeah, one of the things that we do periodically is survey the community as to what the recreation needs of the city are. And we asked them all kinds of questions about what they believe the needs for recreation are in our community. And we did that back in 2011. And like in 2000, when we also surveyed them, they indicated that an indoor aquatic center was a need. And so as part of that process, we were tasked with identifying a good location to be able to do that. And so what the other thing we did is we hired a consultant to identify how we could plan for the future of aquatics, including how do we address this need for the indoor aquatic facility. And so we did do that aquatic facility master plan, and after meeting with all the user groups, having neighborhood meetings, him evaluating all of our existing facilities, he recommended placing a indoor aquatic center at Spellerberg Park because of its central location. And so that's a proposal that we took to the city council. The city council approved it in their capital program. And then a petition was circulated to actually put an outdoor facility at Spellerberg. And so that's why the outdoor facility is on the ballot. And that's why we're doing these educational presentations.
And that's actually what people will be voting on, is an indoor pool really is not on the ballot at all. It's whether to replace the existing outdoor pool at Spellerberg with a new outdoor facility, correct?
That's correct.
So now, what are there limits on cost and so on that a new outdoor facility could cost?
Yeah, the limitations on the cost is $7.5 million, and that was written into the petition that was circulated, and then ultimately that is also a condition should the outdoor pool be placed there.
So this was referred to the ballot, and then the city came up with plans for both an indoor and an outdoor center on that location. Kind of talk about the process you went through, Don.
Yeah, one of the things that we did is that we felt like it was important for people to understand how both of those options would look like at Spellerberg. And so we hired TSP architects here in town put together two different concept plans. One would be an outdoor concept plan that complies with the ballot language. The ballot language that was that really requires that the facility cannot exceed 20% of the existing size of the current facility at Spellerberg. And then we also did an indoor facility based on the consultant's recommendations for what type of pool he felt like we should put there, what amenities an indoor facility would look like. So the voters would be able to look at the outdoor concept and then also look at the indoor concept and be able to make a decision on how they would like to vote.
Now, all that material is posted on the city's website. Where can people find it?
Yeah, they can go on to siouxfallsparks.org/parks, and they can find that on our Parks and Recreation website. They can also find it under the 2004 elections link on the city clerk's website as well.
Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney is here, and if you've got a question for Don, we invite you to please call us. If you had a question about the indoor versus the outdoor, facilities at Spellerberg. Call us at 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. One of the things I wanted to ask you is, in the design of a new outdoor facility at Spellerberg, there, you know, and I've seen this in letters to the editor, and I'll put it in some of the phrasing that I've heard, that the city is designing kind of these aquatic centers because they're unpopular. Can you speak to, for instance, it seems to me like the Drake Springs new aquatic center has been extremely popular.
Yeah.
Numbers there have actually went way up, didn't they, at Drake Springs?
Yeah, obviously attendance is a pretty good indicator whether a facility is popular or not. And when we went from that traditional pool that used to be at Drake Springs to the new one that we have there now, the attendance quadrupled from 20,000 to 80,000. So I think that's a pretty good indication that it's a popular facility.
Now, what are the reasons for that, do you believe? And how are you designing these new outdoor facilities differently?
Well, one of the things that's changed a lot, Greg, is that the Americans with Disabilities Act came into effect after these facilities were built. And so there are new federal guidelines regarding accessibility for those with disabilities. And there's all kinds of new pool codes, swimming pool codes, building codes that require that the facilities have to be built differently now than they did, say, 40 or 50 years ago. And so when folks talk about we want a facility like we have now, we've heard that before. Well, that can't happen because of the federal laws that are in place and the building codes that are in place. And so you do have to build it differently. Now, on that same line, you also have to understand there are new trends in the industry. New water features are always constantly being developed by folks that build these pools. And so our consultants' recommendations are really to build these family aquatic centers that have the interactive play features. They have more than just a tank of water, so to speak, so that folks of all walks of life can enjoy those facilities.
So how do you balance, for instance, that with, you know, the old timers like me who say, oh, I want a pool, I just want to be able to go in and swim?
Well, we currently have those options in our community. We have the new family aquatic centers currently, but we also have family aquatic centers, as well as the traditional pools like at Frank Olson and at Keene Park. And so those facilities currently exist in our facility and will continue to exist for the next several years at least.
Don Carney of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec is here, and we welcome your questions for Don. 336-1320 is our phone number, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Dan. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Today I've got a question. I know that in Sioux Falls or South Dakota in general, you're going to use a pool about 2.5, maybe 3 months before school opens again, things like that. Would an indoor pool help pay for itself better because it could be used year-round or not?
Yeah, the projections that we have on the daily operating costs for the indoor versus the outdoor facility, on the outdoor facility, we anticipate that the actual net cost per hour to operate that facility is $209 for the outdoor and $128 for the indoor. And so the actual cost per hour is less with the indoor. And folks might think, well, how is that possible? Well, the reality is that you really open a limited time for that outdoor facility, and the cost of starting it up and operating and then shutting it down again really drives why the outdoor costs more per hour of operation. And the other thing to remember, too, is that the indoor facility is open about 7 or 8 times as many hours. And so it allows a lot more people to be able to use it throughout the course of the day.
It doesn't have to be closed for rain either, does it?
That's correct.
Dan, thanks for your call. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. We're going to get to more of your calls for Don Carney of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec coming up. Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney joins us this morning, and we're talking about Sioux Falls pools, and specifically Spellerberg. And if you've got questions about the outdoor or an indoor facility at Spellerberg, we welcome your calls. We had a lot of questions off the air for Don when he was here as part of our Spellerberg Forum last week, so we wanted to invite him back so you could ask your questions of him. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Patty. You're on Kello.
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, my question is, if you vote for the outdoor facility at Spellerberg, what happens to the indoor aquatic center then? Do you move it to a different location, or does that go up for vote as well then?
Well, the again, the outdoor facility is on the ballot. And so if that is successful, that it would basically direct the city to build an outdoor facility at Spellerberg. And if that's the case, then I do believe that the city council would also have to take some additional time to discuss where a new indoor facility could be located. And so I think that would be another discussion for the city council. But the council has approved an indoor aquatic center in our 2014 capital improvement budget. And so it would just be a matter of revisiting that with the council as to whether to proceed with an indoor facility at another location. But again, the survey results that we've done indicate that Sioux Falls residents believe that an indoor facility is a need.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Patty. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. One of the things I wanted to ask you, Don, is, and I saw this in a letter to the editor the other day in the newspaper, was the suggestion that a reason to vote for a new outdoor pool at Spellerberg was that the city has plans to close the pools at Frank Olson Park as well as Keene Park. Can you talk to that? What are the city's plans? What does the master plan call for those two pools?
Yeah, that was an untruthful statement that was made in that letter to the editor. The Aquatic Facility Master Plan calls for the Keene Park facility to be replaced and expanded in size, to actually make a bigger facility at Keene Park. As far as Frank Olson goes, the consultant's recommendation is to potentially try something different at that location to replace that facility. Because of the adjacency of and the proximity of that pool to Laurel Oak and to Drake Springs. And so he's talking about having some type of splash pad, interactive play feature, a different type of facility at that location. But nowhere in our aquatic facility master plan does it call for the closure of both of those facilities without a replacement.
336-1320 is our phone number. Good morning, Brian. You're on Kello.
Yeah, this is Brian. I want to ask, what analysis was done to determine the $7.5 million to be spent for an outdoor pool? Is that the right amount? Is it enough? I know the last pool that was built was Drake Springs, and they built that on a separate site. You know, I just want to make sure that if we're talking about an outdoor pool, and that's what we're voting on, was the analysis done, and do we have enough information to support that is the right thing to do there? Because from what I've heard, the city did not analyze that for an outdoor pool. Is that correct?
That's correct. When the petition was circulated, the language that was included in that petition was done by those that circulated the petition. They did not consult the city Parks and Recreation Department on what the cost should be, how much room should be allowed for a new facility at that location. And so, the only thing I can tell you is that we were not involved in the language in the petition that set the dollar amount nor the amount of room that could be used to be able to build a new facility. And I would tell you that our last facility was $4.7 million to build Drake Springs, and this maximum amount that we have available to us, should the outdoor pool be approved, is $7.5 million. And so because of the limitation on the size of how big the facility at Spellerberg can be, we're pretty confident that's more than enough to be able to build a new outdoor facility at that location.
That answer your question, no. Brian?
Yeah, then I had one other question. I'd heard a lot of discussion about placing it at Spellerberg and it not being big enough, and then allowing for future expansion. You know, I lived in Sioux Falls my whole life, and I haven't seen that we've ever really added on to any of the pools after they've been built. Would that be a plan, or is that a consideration?
The first question is, was the size of the park, I think, is what you're referring to. Is it big enough to accommodate the pool? For everybody's benefit, the Spellerberg pool, or excuse me, Spellerberg Park is 18 acres in size. The proposed outdoor facility would use 2 acres for the outdoor aquatic center, and the indoor aquatic center would use 3 acres to be able to be constructed there. And so whether it's an indoor or outdoor, it's either 15 or 16 acres of that park still available for the general public to continue to be able to enjoy it. And the second part of your question again was?
Well, expansion. And you touched on this last week when you were here. I mean, And this is part of what critics are saying, is that if we build an indoor pool, there's no more room for additional expansion and growth.
Yeah, I think the misconception there is that we somehow will turn this indoor aquatic center into some type of recreational center or some type of fitness center. We don't have plans to expand this facility. We're building it, we believe, to be sized so that it can accommodate the entire community. It not only has a 50-meter pool, but it also has a recreational pool that would be available to the general public as well. So it's definitely a multi-purpose aquatic center, and it's large in size to be able to accommodate the demand that a city of our size would have. And so there are no plans to expand that facility. We don't see a need to be able to expand the facility because we're building it the right size the first time.
Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney is here. We're going to get to more of your questions. We've got Lois and John lined up. Room for your call on the switchboard at 336-1320. 833, partly sunny at 17. We'll see 36 for the high today, 54 tomorrow, and 65 on Sunday. Welcome back to the Greg Belford Show. If you're just joining us this morning, Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney is here, and he's taking your questions on both the proposed indoor and proposed outdoor pools at Spellerberg. But if you've got questions about the pools, the aquatic master plan, we welcome your calls at 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Let's get back to our phones. Good morning, Lois. You're on Kello.
Good morning. My question is about Frank Olson Park. I had heard that it was going to be turned into just a sprinkle park, like the one that's over on the north side of town. I don't think that's fair to those mothers who have kids that are from toddler's age up to swimmers, where they take swimming lessons. And my children went to Frank Olson, and I was able to come along with my infant, and had four children. And they were all able to use the pool and the diving boards. And if you turn it into just a sprinkle park, what am I going to do with my other children if I'm a mother and I've got various ages?
One of the things that the consultant did when he looked at all of our existing aquatic centers is that he identified service areas for the types of pools that we have. And in the case of the family aquatic centers such as Drake Springs and Laurel Oaks, he identified a 3-mile service area for those particular facilities. And so what he looked at is that because of the proximity of Frank Olson to Drake Springs and also to Laurel Oak, he said there's a pretty high concentration of pools in that part of town. One of the things he doesn't want to do or doesn't recommend is that that a facility, if it is changed, that it's not completely removed, that there's just nothing there anymore. And so he really believes that because of the spatial distribution of our aquatic facilities and how Frank Olson ties into that, really felt like an interactive spray feature of some type could be built there in lieu of a pool. Now, having said that, one of the things he also said is that as Sioux Falls continues to grow to the east, there may be a need for another pool in that location in the future, but realize that we're only looking out about 10 years with this aquatic facility master plan, but that was the rationale behind his recommendations.
So I understand correctly, you're saying that for people who live in there, they can use either the Drake Springs pool or the Laurel Oaks pool, that both of those, depending on where you live near Frank Olson, one of those would still be close to you, and yet you still have the spray park for neighborhood kids.
That's correct. And the other thing, too, that may ultimately happen, depending on the growth of East Sioux Falls, would be that, you know, maybe there is another facility, but it's just maybe on the other side of Sycamore, potentially. That remains to be seen. We want to, you know, are growing pretty fast here in Sioux Falls, and so it's his analysis that basically drew that conclusion, but ultimately we'll have to see how it goes, and obviously that'll ultimately be up to the park board and the city council what they want to do.
And I was just going to ask, what do you do then? You get the recommendations from the consultant, but then you're also you got the parks board, you're taking public input.
Yeah.
You know, how do you balance all that?
Yeah, one of the things that you do is you want to bring in somebody that has expertise in planning for aquatic facilities in Sioux Falls.
You don't just shoot from the hip?
No, we try not to do that. You know, we it's nice to have an outside perspective, so to speak.
Right.
You know, we live it every day, and to have a fresh perspective, I think, is good. But just because somebody recommends something doesn't mean it has to be done. Oftentimes, we try to follow those recommendations, but ultimately, it's our local choice as what we would like to see done. And the council and the park board and the mayor at that time will have an opportunity to weigh in.
336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney is here. Good morning, Ronnie. You're on, Kello.
Yes, I was just questioning this pool, the location of it. I know I went to a meeting with the mayor, and he discussed it, and he said the overflow parking would be at the VA. When I go to the VA, there is no parking hardly at all. So, look at a location down by the zoo? Wouldn't something like that be a little bit better?
Yeah, the thing I would tell you is that between our aquatic facility consultant, our architects at TSP, as well as our city traffic engineer, they've done quite a bit of analysis on the parking requirements, both for the outdoor and the indoor facility. The outdoor facility would have 179 stall parking lot, and the indoor facility would have a 203 stall parking lot. And the analysis that we've done is that both of those facilities would be sized to accommodate the amount of people using that facility. There are no plans to use the VA parking for any parking that we would needs that we'd have in either the outdoor facility or the indoor facility. So we believe we've adequately sized the parking lots to accommodate both options.
336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. And we'll get to, we've got one last segment here and your calls for Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney coming up. So now's a great time to call, and we'll get you on the line. We'll get to your calls ahead here in minutes. 8:47, partly sunny and 17. Welcome back to the Greg Belford Show. If you just joined us this morning, our final segment here with Sioux Falls Parks and Rec Director Don Carney. If you've got a question for Don, please call us. As we're talking about the proposed indoor and outdoor pools at Spellerberg, or if you've got any question about the Sioux Falls pools, it's a great time to call 336-1320. Let's jump back to your calls. Hal has been on the line. Thanks for waiting. Hal, you're on Kello.
Thank you very much. A couple questions for Don, please.
He's all yours.
Thank you. Don, in all the presentations I've heard from your department and other people, we never hear the price of the indoor pool. It's always stressed that somebody might be voting against a $7.5 million outdoor pool. Would you please address and tell us what the cost of the proposed indoor pool is? And perhaps it would be more transparent if you would mention that in all your presentations. Please, sir.
Yeah, in all of our presentations, we do list both costs.
Don, I've never heard it, but go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, the indoor facility as proposed is $19.4 million.
Well, that's the first time I heard that number. Also,
that's not the first time I've heard it. And it's not the first time I've heard it from Don either.
Okay, thank you. And when we talk about per hour, we understand the indoor will be open many more hours. Could we annualize that, please, and tell us what the cost of the outdoor versus the indoor on an annual basis? Please, sir.
Yeah, I'm rounding here a little bit, Hal, but $692,000 for the indoor facility and $150,000 for the outdoor facility.
So there is a vast difference. Also, last week, if my notes are correct from the Kello show, I'm quoting you as saying the swim teams will use the, I suppose it's the 50-meter, about 5% of the time. Well, I called MB. And I believe it is Snow Fox, and it's on the swim team's website. They take that pool at MB 3 days a week in prime after-school swim time from 4 to 9 is p.m. They take the whole pool and a total of about 19 and a half hours a week after-school prime swim time is Snow Fox. How could you address that, please?
Well, if you look at the overall schedule for both the recreational pool and the 50-meter facility, we have the ability, because it's a much larger facility, the ability to have a lot more pool time available for the general public, as well as a swim team, whether it be water aerobics, whatever activity we might be having there. And so that is our best estimate of the amount of time based on the overall schedule for the entire year that if every swim team swam there and the synchro swimming team also swam there, that's our estimate of how much time they would use if they decide to swim there.
Hal, thanks for your calls. We're going to move on. We've got other callers with questions as well. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Kelly. You're on. Tell them.
Hi, yes. You know, my family used to swim at the YMCA. They had a lap pool there, and they also had a warm water pool as well. So I guess my question is, if this indoor facility would go through, how much would it cost for myself or my family to possibly use the indoor facility?
Yeah, that's a good question, and we get that periodically. The current rate structure, I'll give an example of a child, for example. Currently, a child can swim all summer long at any of our pools for $15 per summer. And the analysis that we've done to project operating revenues and expenses are based on our current rate structure. If you calculate that over four seasons, for example, spring, summer, winter, and fall would be each an individual season. So essentially, if you take that $15 times four seasons, or $60, a child could swim at the indoor and outdoor facilities for $60 based on our current rate structures. Now, having said that, ultimately the city council has to approve those rates, but those are the rates that we have. And then I would also mention that the calculations for the revenues and expenses are based on continuing to offer free and reduced passes, which can total anywhere in the 40 to 50% range currently, because we have a lot of folks that live here in Sioux Falls that are eligible for those passes. And so all of our calculations for both the indoor and the outdoor facilities are based on our current rate structure, and then you would just have the four seasons. And you could do the math on that. For example, a family can swim for the entire summer for $70. And so, again, if you times that times four seasons, $280 for a family pass for the entire year.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you for the call, Kelly. If you've got a question for Don Carney of Sioux Falls Parks, we've got a few minutes left. 336-1320 is our number. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I want to ask again about the vote coming up on April 8th, that if I vote against the outdoor pool, and if an outdoor pool is defeated, it doesn't necessarily mean there'll be an indoor pool at Spellerberg, correct?
Yeah, the council would have to ultimately also put the financing in place to be able to do that, and that would take some action from the council. But that is the recommended location from our consultant, primarily because of its central location.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned the cost of an indoor pool at about $20 million, just a little bit shy of that. As far as ongoing, what would be the ongoing annual cost then? I want to, and you may have mentioned it, I might have missed it. The ongoing annual cost then of operating that pool versus your expenses.
Yeah, the
or versus revenue, I should say.
Yeah, the support that would be required to operate the indoor facility would be $692,000 a year, and the support necessary to operate the outdoor facility would be $150,000 a year, realizing that the outdoor facility is based on 3 months of operation versus the indoor facility, which is based on 12 months of operation.
So, but there's clearly an understanding, and I know the mayor has spoken to this separately, but there's clearly an understanding that this would be something that would be subsidized by the city as a convenience and quality of life issue for residents, correct?
That's correct.
336-1320 is our phone number. Hi, Patty. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I have a question. The other night, I was privileged to be involved in a teleconference that I believe it was done by the VA. And in that conversation, they stated that there was a covenant at Spellerberg area. And I was wondering if that is indeed true, and if there is, are we following what is included in that covenant?
You're correct. There's actually a deed that was provided to the city when we acquired the property from the VA. And there are two conditions that are in that deed that basically state that the use of the Spellerberg Park has to continue to be used for a parks and recreation purpose, which obviously an aquatic center would be compliant with that. And then the other thing is that they just wanted to make sure that there was no interference of the care and treatment of veterans as part of that deed as well. The thing I would share with you is that, yes, we do believe that we are in compliant with the terms and conditions of that deed. And we've had regular communications with the VA administration, dating back to Pat Kelly when he was the director over at the VA, along with the interim director and the new director, Darwin Goodspeed. So they're aware of our plans. We've been regular communication with them. And obviously the last thing we'd want to do is have any detrimental effects on any veteran seeking access. And again, we do not plan to interrupt anything they're doing over there and only want to enhance their opportunities. If there is a facility built there, whether it be indoor or outdoor, we think it'll just complement the VA campus very well.
Thank you, Don.
You bet.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate the call. Don, just a couple of minutes left here. Just, again, final thoughts. And for people who want to take a look at the plans, for instance, again, all of this is online. The whole Master Aquatics plan is online.
Yeah, that's true, Greg. If people want to see the all the documents, there's presentations. There, the Aquatic Facility Master Plan is on there. There are 3D videos that you can view, both of the indoor and the outdoor facility. Our public education presentation is online. If folks go to siouxfalls.org/parks, they can find all that information on our Parks and Recreation page. And then you can also go to the 2004 elections on the City Clerk's tab. You can find all that information as well, not only in this ballot measure, but all the other ballot measures as well.
The director of Sioux Falls Parks and Rec, Don Carney. Don, thanks so much for coming in again this morning. Really appreciate your time.
You bet, Greg.
All right, my friends, we are out of time for this week. And by the way, if we'll be podcasting our interview with Don here this morning. If you missed any of our one-hour forums that we've done over the course of the last couple of weeks on Spellerberg Pool, because we did have the folks from Safe Spellerberg in, as well as Community Swim 365 for an hour last week. That's in our podcast, our discussion on the Shape Places zoning ordinance package, and our Walmart discussion from yesterday, which was a great discussion. All of those are available for you online. Just go to the Greg Belfried Show podcasts at Kello.com. It's Your Business with Bill Zartman is up next. Have a great weekend. So long until Monday, and may God bless.